Daryl, they threw everything at you at the end, but you held on for a very priceless win.
Another 5 years off my life, brilliant. Great crack. Nah, listen, we needed a response, didn't we? About disappointing week last week. Thought the attitude and the endeavour about the boys was very good. I thought tactically at times the boys got it absolutely spot on when I made the changes, and you know it's a good response. So really pleased to come away with the 3 points.
Talk about your match winner in Wes McDonald in just a second, but Josh Gordon up to double figures, and he was very definite that he was going to take that penalty, wasn't he?
Yeah, listen, we're not going to go over old rope. Do you know what I mean? It's nice for both of them to get on the score sheet. That's been dealt with. And it's not the reason why Wes McDonald was on the bench. We came here, we knew we'd have to be very good without the ball. Forest Green are very good possession based, and we thought we'd go with a narrow midfield four. And Wes to come on and produce the goods the last 30. You know, and Wes is fantastic, he understands that. There's certain games that he'll start, certain games I need him to be as effective as he is when he comes on. So, no, really pleased with the team effort and the desire and the commitment, and like you say, nice to see it out at the end.
And I think when you talk about effort, epitomised by the likes of Stuart Sinclair coming back into the side today and Liam Kinsella, who played, I think, three different positions.
But I've got to be careful with them, you know. I'm going to have to make changes on Tuesday night because I can't afford players to be out for long periods of time, and people think it's me tinkering. It's not. A lot of the time is you've got to be cautious with players that are coming back from injury. So I need to freshen it up Tuesday a little bit and have a little look at that next project. But it's certainly me not trying to be clever on things. And I know people sometimes get the wrong end of the stick with what I do and what I try and do, but I don't always get it right, by the way. But we need a group of lads. Cinco's come in today, done well. You know, I've got lads on the bench, and I've got a young development team. It's been frustrating, really, that, you know, the last three games and not getting ourselves any points, and you're like back to square one, and then you're looking for a response from your team and a bounce back from the team, and we got that. And I thought my supporters were outstanding, really cheering the boys on. You know, they had every right to maybe be a little bit negative before the start, but fantastic away support by the Walsall fans. We were really, really pleasing, and we thank them for that.
Yeah, let's talk about the versatility of the side, because you had some different formation in that second half with Lavery on his own, but you've got
the only thing I didn't chuck in was a diamond, I think, in the 3-5-2. So I'll get them in next time. But
it's important, though, isn't it, that you've shown with your midfield
it is
today,
because Coops is a very talented manager, and he changed around and answered different questions about you, and you've got to be, you know, I said to the boys that, you know, it could be a tactical battle out there at times where we have to change things and mix things about, and we're not at the stage where we just have to worry about us, and I'm certainly not that arrogant to think that's the case, and we keep working with players on different systems and different ways to be able to see a game through, and I thought we did it well.
The importance of that 6-0 against this opposition in November, and that you went on a really good run, you just want to see yourself build on this now.
Yeah, but let's not go 6-0. I mean, the 6-0 was against their young team. Do you know what I mean? We were very good on the night, to be fair to him, but like, listen, that had no complexion in the game today. For us, it was about responding after a negative week, and we responded in the only manner that's what's acceptable, and that's trying to win, and we did that.
And you're back in mid-table, you know, you bounce back up. How do you see now that you've put in a very good performance today to get the 3 points? Is there a tinge of frustration that you haven't done this a bit earlier?
Yeah, but you can't go over old rope. Listen, yeah, I get that and I understand that, but you've got to bear in mind before the previous week we were in top three form, wasn't we? So it wasn't, you know, we've had a real bad week where we conceded some sloppy goals, and there's been a little bit of a theme this year, to be honest with you, at times. But, you know, building a new group and a new squad together, and like I said, with you know, not the resources that a lot of teams have got at this level, we're a building club, and I think the fans, I don't think they're daft, they appreciate that. I'm frustrated because I think, you know, we could have been more further afield up there, and I think we shot ourselves in the foot on too many occasions this season, but that's not the case. But that means we're still building and building and building.
The way you've held on in that last 10-15 minutes, Liam Roberts made an outstanding save. They had a late chance into, I think, through Aitchison. How much will that give your back four a boost going into Tuesday?
Yeah, but it's going to be a different game Tuesday on a real dodgy pitch, Newport, if it's anything to go by the telly about. And, you know, Flinney does a cracking job there. We know we're going to have a lot of balls out of our box, long throws each side. We know we're going to have our tin hats on. And, you know, that's not being negative towards Newport at all, because he can play some good stuff as well. But it's a different game, different project.
It was a fairly nothing game with the Banks, wasn't it? That 0-0, but you'll be hoping to maybe give the travelling fans...
Try and win every game. I wouldn't imagine we'd have too many fans down there on a Tuesday night, but we thank the supporters that came today, and we thank the supporters that come and support Tuesday.
And it's just about this momentum now, keeping it going with Newport and then Northampton.
Listen, that's what we're all chasing as managers, aren't we? Momentum, that's what we're all chasing. We've got just, let's go on Tuesday night, yeah? Let's enjoy the 3 points tonight, and let's get back to work Monday.
How nice it to have Cameron Pring on a bit of a run of games, because I thought particularly he was excellent today.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent the other day. He had a shocker against I thought he was poor against Carlisle and Morecambe, but he knows that. He's as honest as a day, and I love that about players. Be honest, if you had old, you know, Rory Alden with Forest Green's best man, best player, first 45, I told him in there, do you know what I mean? We'll go and get his Man of the Match award. But that Rory Alden's been excellent for me for the last 2-3 months. That's football. You know, we pick them up. These are young boys, development boys that are working along. And you keep working with them, and if they do that, they'll get out the other end stronger players.
How was Cam at the end? He seemed to be struggling a little bit with a knock.
Oh, he's gone softly. he'll be fine.